think the struggles of the offense had to do with not having Odell out there in the field?
Well, I think the struggles, you know, because, you know, I made some bad decisions and some bad throws. So, you know, obviously you lose one of your key players. It's going to affect things, but I don't think that was as big as impact as we let it on to be. And, you know, we just didn't play well. They did a good job, and we didn't respond well.
Coach said he didn't see this coming. You share those sentiments, and so why?
Oh, no, I didn't see it coming. I thought we'd be able to go out there and move the ball and, you know, put up some points and run our offense. And, you know, we just, you know, it was tough to find completions early on. You know, just never got into a great rhythm. They did a good job, you know, getting us off the field on third down, getting some pressure in some situations. And we just, you know, couldn't get things going. And you know, then the turnover started to occur.
In retrospect, do you think the whole events of Odell this week, waiting, you know, the suspension, the whole thing, that kind of hung over the team at all?
No, I don't think it was. No, I don't think so. I don't think it was hanging over the team. You know, we were able to practice all week, and guys, you know, knew what their assignments were, knew what we had to do. We just didn't play well, and they did. They played well. They had a good plan, and they got after us pretty good.
How disappointed were you last night to learn you were out of the playoffs?
Well, disappointed that we're out of the playoffs this year, and but you know, still wanted to come out here and play well. We practiced all week. We game planned. We had prepared for this game, and wanted to come out and play well and try to get a win and feel good about, you know, what we you know, what we prepared to do this for this week and for this game.
It's a fourth straight year without the playoffs. How much do you think that? I mean, how much does that affect you guys? Like you personally, that. You know, it's on your resume, hey, 4 straight years without the playoffs.
I'm not worried about the resume. Worried about this year, and that we didn't make it this year. So that was my only concern, and I wanted to play well. Wanted to get back into the playoffs and win a division and see if we can make a run. And obviously, we weren't able to accomplish that.
Eli, how concerned are you about the head coaching situation right now, and I guess the precariousness of that?
You know, I got to worry about Philadelphia next week and go about my business there and try to get back to, you know, playing better football than I did tonight and getting a win. And you know, we'll you know, we just got to see what happens, and hopefully we can play better next week though.
I know you said that not having Beckham wasn't as big a deal as you made it out to be, but you didn't have a lot of experience out there with guys like Miles Whitehead, where it's. Didn't that have to affect you at least a little bit?
Well, I think you know, I don't think it's their inexperience that caused us not to be as effective or ineffective as we were. So, you know, I think we could have definitely, you know, played better and had some opportunities to make some plays that we didn't, but you know, obviously it's gonna have an impact, but we had some opportunities today and we just didn't make the plays.
This team's now gonna have a losing record. Does this feel like a losing season to you?
Well, you know, you recognize the losses. I thought we played a lot of close games. I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought we had a lot of opportunities to win a lot of games this year, and it could have been a very different season if we could have you know, finished some games a little bit better than what we did. So, you know, I think we maybe are a better team than our record indicates. You know, tonight's not a great example of that, but I feel like we had a lot of opportunities this year.
Eli, if you don't mind me asking, is there anything you want to say about what your brother's doing?
I really don't know much about it. I think he had some comments today, so I just you know, quote him, and I hadn't seen everything, but you know, I think he had some strong comments about the accusations.
What was your reaction when you heard about it?
You know, just kind of, it all seemed very, very odd and you know, didn't make much sense to me.
Anything else?
You've
had Tom as your only coach for your entire career. Are you thinking of anything related to him as you go through this now? It's your second last game. You're heading into the last game, and it could very well be his last game. Any emotions on your part?
Well, you know, I wanted to play well today. I wanted to play, you know, wanted the team to play well for, you know, for each other, for our coaches, and we weren't a comp, you know, we weren't able to do that. But I would like to, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I would like to have a strong finish next week, and you know. Whatever happens after that happens, but you know, try to finish this season strong with a win.
All right, thank you.